everybody wants to get to heaven. The Salvation Army's asking, and nobody ever thinks of giving. You know that Major Seven break my bones.
We'll be right back. You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
Together we'll meet the storm. and green. The rage has deserted the scene. The world holds a promise that shines unseen. Tomorrow belongs to me. The babe in his cradle is soundly asleep. The blossom embraces the bee. And love like a valley lies wide and deep. Tomorrow belongs to me. Oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, show us a sign.
Is a classic ending to an amazing album. Tomorrow Belongs to Me is 1975. Sensational Alex Harvey Band on Vertigo Records. The vinyl I just bought at Record Store Day, April 20th. And so I ripped the whole thing. And yeah, a little scratchy. But, you know, you pay $5 for used vinyl, original pressings. And it was on the Vertigo label back in the day. And, yeah, it's just one of those albums that you just have to have it. I don't know if anyone actually knows the history behind that song, Tomorrow Belongs to Me. But it was also featured in the movie Cabaret. It is actually a German World War II song, and when they're singing about Tomorrow Belongs to Me, I think it was also featured in, it may have been featured in Man in a High Castle as well, but he's got that German feel to it, and that's what Alex is kind of trying to purvey, because he's of that age. I'm not sure if he's... I think he served in the military. I think he was a bit young for World War II. I may not. He may have served in... definitely, some of his songs are militaristic in nature. And he definitely sings about... I think they had conscription in Britain up until 1960 or 62. And so you had to serve for at least 2 years, I believe. My dad did it, and he got it to travel all to lovely places like Hong Kong and Singapore and whatnot. Tomorrow Belongs to Me, and there you heard Shake That Thing, Shark's Teeth, and the classic Give My Compliments to the Chef. All right, so we're going to leave Alex behind and get into a band. When I go to record stores, sometimes I will buy an album just based on the look. And now I can always cheat and look it up on the internet, do a Google search. But with this next one, I went with the hunch. I saw the label, Philips, and I looked at the design of the album, and I thought, oh, this looks interesting. And the guy who runs the store where I normally go, Hooked on Phono in Burnaby, North Burnaby, usually on there, and he said symphonic rock. So this is side one of Exception. They're a Dutch prog rock band. Symphonic rock would be more closer to what this is. The album is called Beggar Julia's Time Trip, because this is 1970, and you can do this kind of thing. So what we're going to hear, it's all going to be one thing. So it's going to hear Overture, Prologue, Juliet, Flying Power, Adagio, and I think Space One. And then the second side is side two. But we're not going to play that today because we don't have enough time for all three of these things. We are going to listen to FM's classic Black Noise from 1979. Another kind of... I heard of FM, but we'll talk about them a bit later. So this is Exception's classic 1970 album. Hope you enjoy it. This is in its side one, in its entirety. Enjoy, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes. Thank you.
Now poverty and hunger roam the dark years before 1000. On the deserted road, the lonesome traveler will meet his death. The frightened farmers have long moved their families to crowded cities. Diversion is the only weapon of the young. Between two loves is David, the spell of music and his maiden fair. And while he plays, the magic tones will guide him into oblivion, where Julia stands aside and moans. Now in the forest, dwelling place of sorcerers and witches, of outlaws, gangs of bandits, and the doomed, Julia, bewildered by her lover's neglect, sets her bare feet upon this decayed soil to wait in apathy of death to come. Now the day has nearly gone, and while her troubled mind has slowly wandered off to blessed sleep, a ray of solid gold pierces the twilight in the trees and splashes gently on her lovely face. Thus awakened, she's in focus with a giant object in a blaze of fire, a thing that she has never seen nor heard about. Yet she approaches almost hypnotized, and as she touches with her hand its silver frame, the mere startle of its coolness makes her tremble. Leave this troubled world, for she will take off into timeless space.